Haskell, brother and sister. St. Helena, California, January 27, 1909. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I write to ask you if, should it continue as cloudy and rainy as it has been the past 3 weeks, you think it advisable for me to come to Oakland to attend the conference. I am a little perplexed over the matter, for the time is drawing near when I should decide whether or not I will go. It is not raining in St. Helena today, but the sky is cloudy. January 28th. I laid this aside in order to do some reading of other letters, and now, a day later, take up my pen to finish my letter to you. Yesterday I wrote out, the first time in weeks. The weather has been so wet that it has been impossible for me to go out with safety. Last night I had an ill turn sometime after retiring. I believe it was caused by getting chilled. I was put at once into a very hot bath and obtained relief. This morning I did not leave my bed until 4:30. I feel much better. We received from Dr. Maxson an invitation for our family to stay at his sanitarium during the conference, but I do not feel that I can do this. Your house is close to the church, and it would be less taxation for me to be there. You can consider that I have accepted your invitation to stay with you. I thank you for your hospitality. Doris Robinson and W.C. White will be in attendance at the meeting. I hope rooms can be secured for them. Then we have with us a brother Howell from Cambridge, near Nashville. It is possible that he also will go to the meeting. We would like to have him near us, where we could communicate with him if we wished. I am thankful that I can be so near to the church. It would be a great taxation if I were obliged to go to and from the meetings on the cars. I appreciate the advantage your house offers. I understand, too, that it is in a location that brings to you more interruptions in your work than you might otherwise have. You are a man of responsibility and have many duties to occupy your time and attention. Many do not realize this, but we understand it. Today we have had some wind and the sky is cloudy, but there has no rain fallen. As I look out through my east window, I can see three patches of deep blue among the clouds that overspread the heavens, but I fear this beautiful blue will soon disappear. Tomorrow is the Sabbath. I shall not speak to the people, but will preserve my strength for the meetings next week.